Shalom to all. Today's episode is Shalom Itayin Staff Chav Dalin, and we are starting Chav Gimel Obey, the second to last line, all the way at the end, with the words of Yaakov Rachel B'Shem Riyasa. And today's episode sponsor Lili Nishmas Marsh Mim Shar Bats Yaakov Moshe Her Neshama should have an Aliyah. So the Gemara begins by going back to the Mishnah, where he says that Amadus read from Ma'aseh Bereishis. So the Gemara clarifies Rabbi Yaakov Rachel says B'Shem Riyasa La'olam Ein Olam Omed El Al Karbanos. The world only stands on the Karbanos. In other words, the world which was created in Ma'aseh Bereishis that stands only B'Shus the Karbanos. Chav Dalin went off on top. We continue. Tamantani over there. We learned the Mishnah. Shimon Atzadik Hayim Mishar Knesset Gedolah. Shimon Atzadik was from the remnants of the Knesset Gdola, who Omer, he used to say, Al Shalosh Dvar Ma'olam Omed, the world stands on three things, Al Taira, Val Havoida, Val Gmas Chasadim. Taira is Limud HaTaira, Havoida is literally Havoida in the Beis HaMikdash, nowadays we know that for Tefillah, and Gmas Chasadim, doing kindness. And Shalosh Pasuk Ka'echad, all three of them are mentioned in the same Pasuk. The Pasuk tells us, Va'asim Dvar B'Ficha, I've placed my words in your mouth, as we Taira, referring to Taira, and would tell you, the Kizicha, the Pasuk says, with the shade of my hand, I've covered you, Zugmas Chasadim, this is Chasad. Now, just a side point, Amedchas teaches you, Shakol Mishu Asuk B'Taira, Gmas Chasadim, anyone that's involved in Torah and Chesed, Zoichalishi Betzilish Hakadosh Baruch Hu, he zoichet to be in the tzel, in the shade of Hashem. What's the source that shade has to do with Chesed? Hadoi Dechsev, that's what says in the pasuk. Ma Yakar Chazdecha Alikim, how precious is your kindness, Hashem? Uvnei Adam Betzakna Fecha Yechsayun, and people take shelter in the shade of your wings. Susile Chesed has to do with shelter. Now going back to the original pasuk, it says Luntoya Shemayim Lisad Eretz, literally meaning to plant the Shemayim and to set a foundation for the earth. El Karbanos is referring to the Karbanos, which through their Zchus, the Shemayim and Eretz stand. The pasuk concludes, "V'leimer l'tzion ami ato," and to say to Tzion, "You are my people," Elu Yisrael, is refers to the Yidden. And Aruch Hinu Rapapa tells us, "Chizar al kol mikra." We went through all of mikra. "V'leimer tzion shenikra Yisrael tzion elazeh." We haven't found in any other place that the Yidden are called Tzion except for this one. "V'leimer l'tzion ami ato." This pasuk we just quoted. Something similar to Montani, we learn the mission over there. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel Omer, he tells us, "Al shalosh dvar ma'olam omed." The world stands on three things: al hadin, v'ala emes, v'al shalom. On din, emes, and shalom. And shalosh dvar echad hein. They're really all the same thing. One leads to the next. Nasa Adin, Nasa Emes. When proper judgment is carried out, so that brings out the truth. And Nasa Emes, when the truth is brought out, Nasa Shalom, that creates peace. And Rav Mani tells us, Ushlashan Pasuk Echad, all three of them are in the same Pasuk, Emes, Umishpat Shalom, Shiftu B'Sharechem. And on Talach HaGimel, continue to discuss the Mamadais. So we had said at the end that they're Kairin B'Maisa Bereishis. What does that mean? So by Yom Rishon on the first day, meaning on Sunday, Kairin Bereishis Yihi Rakia. They read the section of Bereishis, meaning the first part of Bereishis, the first five Psukim, and the next three Psukim of Yihi Rakia. That talks about the first and second days of creation. And then Basheni on the second day, they read Yehi Rakia and Yikav HaMayim, which talks about days 2 and 3 of creation. Bashlishi on Tuesday, they read Yikav HaMayim and Yehi Ma'iros, and that's days 3 and 4 of creation. Parvi on the fourth day, on Wednesday, they read Yehi Ma'iros and Yishut Shamayim, which is days 4 and 5 of creation. Bachamishi on Thursday, they read Yishut Shamayim and Taitse Aretz, which is days 5 and 6 of creation. And Bashishi on Friday, they read Vataitse Aretz, Vaychul HaShemayim Vartzchot Tzvam, that was Friday and Shabbos. Now, more about how these are divided up. The larger of the two topics is divided into two, and that's read by two people. That's what we would call two oilim, two people are called to the Torah, and the smaller one was read by just one. Now, when were these read? So, b'shachas or b'musaf, this is only by shachas and musaf of the maimid. By mincha, they didn't take out the Torah and read from it. Nichnasin v'karn al pihen, they would go into shul, and they would say by heart, k'karn shma, like we say shma, and also erev shabbos mincha lohir nichnasim. By erev shabbos mincha, they wouldn't go into shul for this, meaning they wouldn't have the special maimid tefillos. Why is that many Kavod Shabbos? Because of Kavod Shabbos, they're preparing for Shabbos. Also, Kol Yom Shesh by Halal, any day that had Halal, for example, Chanukah, in by Maimed Shachris, there was no special Maimed Tfilos or laning by Shachris, that's because they're busy saying Halal. Also, Karban Musaf, if it was a day there was a Karban Musaf, for example, Rosh Chodesh, in by Ne'ilah, there was no Ne'ilah on that day of Mamadas, and the Karban Eitzim, when the special Karban Eitzim was brought, this refers to a unique few families that were able to bring special Karban Eitzim, and so when that Karban was brought, there wasn't Kriyas HaTorah Mincha either. To Rabbi Kivitz, Rabbi Kivitz says, was Amalei ben Azim, and Azim told Rabbi Kivitz, this Rabbi Yeshua would teach carbon musaf when there's a musaf ain't by mincha, so there's no kriyas haTorah by mincha of that ma'amid. Whereas the carbon eitzim, when a carbon eitzim was brought ain't by ne'ilah, there's no ne'ilah. And Chaz Rabbi Kiva Leah's shayna k'divrei Ben Azai. Rabbi Kiva went back and he taught like Ben Azai. The Gemara Chav Tanah on Beis HaTab begins by discussing kriyas haTorah in general. Rav Chana Amar, he tells us shloisha kriyas shabat Torah, the three people that are called to the Torah. This is Monday, Thursday, and Shabbos by mincha. Loiv chasum ha'asar psukim. They're not allowed to read less than 10 psukim. Altogether, it has to be 10 psukim. So that's going to be an aliyah of 3, 3, and 4. And Cheskomer tells us, can I guess our Sadibrais? That corresponds to our Sadibrais. Ask the Gemara, Vataninon, we learned in Mishnah, Bayom Rishon Bereishis Vihi Rakia. That's what they read on the first day of the Maimid. The problem is, Vahalas Bahin El Tmanyo, there's only 8 psukim in these two sections of the Torah, not 10. And so here we have two different answers. Ravidi Amar, he tells us, Spalgun Khan of Asa, Kahan and Asa argue about this. Chan Amar Chayzer, one says, he goes back. In other words, it's similar to what we do on Rosh Chodesh, where a number of psukim are read. Then the next Oyla goes back and rereads a pasuk pasuk, and then when this is done twice, there's a total of 10 pesukim. Rav Zvi Chanan Amar, the other one says, chaytech, that the pesukim are cut into two, namely when the pasuk says, vayyer vayvoker, yom echad, or yom sheni, so that's treated as its own pasuk, and therefore it would be read as follows, vayikra lakim la'or yom v'chayshachar laila, period, and then the next pasuk is vayyer vayvoker yom echad. Similarly, by pasuk ches, it tells us, vayikra lakim la'or kiyas shamayim, that's the end of the pasuk, the next one is vayyer vayvoker yom sheni, and that way we can have two additional pesukim. Says the Gemara, Mount Amr Chayzer, according to Mount Amr, that we go back and reread pesukim, so Chayzer Shnei pesukim, two pesukim are reread, whereas Mount Amr Chaytech, the one that says that we cut them, so Vayir Vayker, pasuk b'vein atzmai, as we just explained, Vayir Vayker is its own pasuk. Ask the Gemara Vatanin, and we learned in the Mishnah as well, Basheni, on the second day, on Monday, what do they read? Yehi Rakia and Yikavu Amayim. Here also, there's only eight pesukim, but now here's the issue. Chad Amr Chayzer, one of these Mount Amrim says that we go back and reread two pesukim, whereas Chad Amr Chaytech, the other one says that we cut pesukim, so Vayir Vayker is its own pasuk. Now, Mount Amr Chayzer, the one that says that we go back, so Chayzer Shnei pesukim, he go back to pesukim, and everything's fine. But Mount Amr Chaytech, the one who says that we're going to cut the pesukim, and the Vayir Vayker is his own pasuk, afilu chaytech, even if he does this, less bay, we still don't have 10. Because already, one of the original 8 pesukim is Vayir Vayker, and therefore there's no cutting that could be done over there, because it's not part of another pasuk, so the only way we can actually get the 10 pesukim is if we're chayzer, not if we're chaytech. So that's a question. We go on to ask another question. Hasiv Rab Palifa Bar Purita Kumi Rab Zeira, he asks as follows, Vary Parshas Amalek, what about Parshas Amalek, which is what we read on Purim? That's only 9 pesukim, that's not 10 pesukim. And there's a question on Rav Chunas Shita from the top of the Amud, that the minimum amount of pesukim we can read is 10. So Amalek responded that no, Shanihi, that's different, Shu Sidra Shel Yom, because that is the topic of the day, Mechias Amalek is Purim, and that's why, even though it's only 9 pesukim, we could read that. We have one more question. Hasra Blaz Bar Meirim Kumi Rab Yoina, Vatani Buyev Brasa, it says, Hamafter Benavi, one who reads the Haftara, Lo Yivchas Masamachor Pesukim, he's not allowed to read less than 21 pesukim. That's because they correspond to the Olam of the Torah, and since we had 7 Olam, 7 Aliyas on Shabbos, and each one reads a minimum of 3 pesukim, so that'd be 21 pesukim, but according to Rav Chuna, that doesn't work out, because we're understanding that Rav Chuna holds that every 3 people is 10 pesukim, not that it's 3 pesukim per person, but it's 10 pesukim per 3 people. So first 3 Olam is a 10 pesuk Haftara, the next 3 Olam, that's 6, so that's a total of 20 pesukim Haftara, and then the last Ola, Shvi, would have to have another 3 pesukim added on, so that'd be 23 pesukim, not 21. I wouldn't have an answer to this. Now we go back to discussing the Maimid. Tani was taught in Nebraisa, Anche Maimid, Hayu Mas'ana B'chol Yoyim, the Anche Maimid would fast every single day of the week. And on each day, they were fasting for something different. Pasheni on Monday, Hayu Mas'anin, Al-Mafar Shiyamim, they would fast for the people they go out to sea, they would daven for their safety. And why dafka that? That's because the pasuk of Monday's laning is, Vayomer Lakim Yehi Rokia B'soich HaMayim, so we talk about the Mayim, the water, so people are going in the water, we fast for them. Pashlishi on Tuesday, Hayu Mas'ana Al-Yotzei Drachim, they daven for the safety of people who are on a journey on the land. Why is that apropos? Because the laning is, Vayomer Lakim Yukavu HaMayim Mitach Sashomayim. And so this discusses the dry land being shown, so anyone who's traveling on the land has a fast for them and they get davened for. Barvi, on Wednesday, they'd fast for the little children that askra, which is a terrible disease, should not come into their mouths. And why that? So in the laning of Wednesday, we read, Vayomer Lakim Yehi Ma'oirois, and literally Ma'oirois means the luminaries, the bright things that are in the sky, like the sun, moon, and stars. But what's the drasha? Me'eirois ksev. It's written as Me'eirois because there's no vav in there, so you could read it as that as well. And Me'eira means a curse, and askra is a type of curse, so that's what they daven for. Now, B'chamishi on Thursday, they daven for pregnant women that they shouldn't miscarry loyelenu, and valmanika shloy musu b'nehen, on women who are nursing that their children shouldn't die and they should have enough food. And why is this? Because the pasuk says, "Vayomer Elokim yishrutzu amayim sheretz nefesh chaya," and sheretz nefesh chaya means we want them to be alive and not dead. Now, if you notice, we did not mention Sunday or Friday, so as we continue discussing, Tanu's taught in Brisa, loy himasan loy b'erev Shabbos loy Motzei Shabbos, they wouldn't fast on Erev Shabbos, which is Friday, and not on Motzei Shabbos, which is referring to Sunday. Why is that? Mikvah Shabbos because of Kavod Shabbos. Friday they wouldn't fast because they don't want to go into Shabbos fasting, and Sunday they wouldn't fast because they were weak from the fact that they lost their neshama yisera after Shabbos, so they wouldn't fast on Sunday. Says the Gemara, Tanu of Brisa, Sanhedrin Gedoyla, Haysa Masani Mahim. The Sanhedrin Gedoyla of 71 Chachamim, the San Lishkas Hagazes, they would fast with the Anshei Maimed. Ask the Gemara, Sanhedrin Yechol Asanis B'chol Yoyim, Sanhedrin can fast every single day. We understand the Anshei Maimed are part of a rotation, so they're only fasting for a week at a time. Then their week is over, and another group joins. But the Sanhedrin, how are they supposed to fast every single day of the week? Basically, every Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, the Sanhedrin is going to be fasting for the whole year. How does that work out? And the answer is, Mechalkin Hoyuatzim Ba'Batei Avos, they also would divide themselves into Batei Avos, so not every member of the Sanhedrin is fasting every single day of every single week. Now, we further clarify something. We don't fast for two things at the same time. When there's a fast day declared, or someone's going to take on their own fast, it's only for one particular matter. And where do we get this from? Minadov, from the following pasuk. It says, "V'natzuma v'nivakshem elkeinu al zois," and we fasted and we asked Hashem regarding this. And zois is mashma that there was something else that we could have asked for, but no, we only fast and ask for one thing at a time. Now, from Tanchuma, he says, "Olei minadov." It's not from that pasuk we just quoted. El minadov is from the following. What does the pasuk in Daniel say? "V'rachman l'mivei min kadem alash shmaya al raza dina." This is Daniel speaking to Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah, and he told them, "And we need to daven for mercy from Hashem in heaven about this secret, al raza dina, about this secret." And what do we learn from here? That they were only davening for this thing, for one particular thing, but not for something else that they technically could have fasted for. However, says the Gemara of Chagah b'Shem Ruzeiro tells us, "Sheema yushnei dvarim kigan atzirus gisham v'goyvai." If there's two things that we would require fasting, such as there's no rain and there's locust, so then masrin alayim, we're allowed to blow b'shem for them together. That's because it's a very extreme situation, and we are able to fast for both of them together. Lastly, says the Gemara, "Rav Chagai kad hava nafak l'tanisa." When Rav Chagai would go out to fast, "Hava amar kumeha," and he would say in front of everyone who's fasting, this is a public fast day, "Achenun, my brothers, afal gav de isbul ibenin akin sagin," even though we have many different troubles and difficulties in our heart that we want to daven for, "ela lohan da asinon," the only thing that we're going to daven for is that which we came for now, whatever the fast was declared for, and not anything else. We're going to start for the day and pick up tomorrow, continue to explain the Mishnah, but for now, everyone should have a wonderful day.